says through me after the Shavua, well, I should say that, from the Sugya of Shavua, the Migya with Zeta Sakhir, Masir of Vahemid Beis, says that Sakhir, the Barbais is a Migya, then he, if he has a Migya of Adam, at the Yilas Shashal Abedim, so then he's Ne'eman and turned them without a Shavua. Which ought to have been the Balabas, the Mice, of course, the Vesakur and Rabbanon, so from the Balabas, they trust the Shavua to the Sakhir. But if that, for that is the Migas, the Balabas will be part of this, not to transfer the Sakhir. Of course, from this, the non drops in the Gemara from Hamid Bey's discussion as to what the implications are if you assume this Migas. And Rabbi Bachomer is very enthused about this. Rabbi challenges this. Then Hashem raises a question as to what was challenged. Didn't he ever hear of Migya before? So why did he get all worked up after over this particular question? My mother used it. Broadly speaking, the answer to Hashem give is that the reason that Rabbi Bachomer himself perhaps was to be answered differently, but Rabbi regarded this Migya as being different from ordinary Migyas, and therefore the ordinary Migya understood was valid, but here there were problems. And in fact, that the Migya which the Bible speaks of over here, when they got the Sakhir, that the Migya of the Balabais, a special kind of Migya, and if you assume that this Migya is valid, then there are problems with the Shemrim, otherwise not. What was the weakness, the flaw, the Migya here? So noted the two kinds of flaws are involved. And one is the criteria of the Migya itself, the specifications, and the primary problem Migya the Ozer. Secondly, not the specification of the Migya, whether it's a good Migya or not, but what you want to do with the Migya, and whether the Migya be after Mishur or not. Thirdly, if it's a Migya which does not seem to solve the problem of Migya. The problem of Migya is Ma'al Shakir, is telling the truth or not. So here we don't suspect, if that's what we suspect, then Migya will tell you that apparently he's not lying. He won't lie, he had a reserve taina. But here the problem is that the Baal Bayis is not suspected of lying, but simply of forgetting. So will Migya resolve that issue? In all three areas, in all three respects, Hashem say this is what the Gemara, what Rabbi Bachomer said, or what Rabbi said particularly. Rabbi said, Migya in general, which is a perfect Migya applied to the proper end, I have no problem with. But here we have a Migya which has these three faults respectively, and nonetheless, Rabbi Shmuel acknowledges this Migya as being sufficient. If that's the case, they probably should have Shemrim. Were it not for the position I should take with regard to the Migya of Baal Bayis of Sakhir, so we would have said that any one of these three chesreinus discards the Migya as a factor. But since they didn't discard it, so then apparently these three factors don't perturb us, they were probably not the Shvus HaShemun. First of all, we consider this, that which the Migash postulates, is the question of Migya Laftu B'Shavua. It's not mentioned in the Gemara as such to be a proper Laftu B'Shavua, but noted the contrary, you know, Hashem point out that Migya Laftu B'Shavua, if you learn the Gemara of Rabbe as grounded in Migya, let's believe everything by mixing Migya of Kefrakel, so the implication being that Migya Laftu B'Shavua does work. So that in the same divide as the pure, but the Ribigash does present. The question is, why should that should be so misvalid? As we noted, there are two problems here. One, assuming that Shavua and Mammon are two different realms, but works the one instead of work the other, why not? What reason is that misvalid? The Ribigash should work in one case, not work in the other case. Perhaps the question is sharper if you assume Migya is a Bilu, why should Migya one thing, Migya another thing? Even if it's Kechtaida, probably also that kind of consideration come up, why discriminate? The Rosh, as we saw, is a stronger kasher. Whatever you deal with Shmuel, you deal potentially with Mammon, as if he doesn't have what to pay. If he came to be Nishba, then you gave him in Chasov. So be Mechayim in Shmuel is potentially Mechayim in Mammon as well. Put in the sharper vein, if we assume some Hashem applied it to this context in Kaisvach Sugi as well, fundamentally, the Chiv is a Chiv Mammon, or either it's a Mammon with which you can release yourself to a Shmuel, or that's two alternative Mechayim, you need a Chayim Mammon to Shmuel. But the more that you push in the direction of putting Mammon up front, and Shmuel is just kind of a backup, the more that the problem of Mechayim Shmuel in effect means potentially imposing a Chiv Mammon, and therefore if it works for Shmuel, it should work for Mammon, if it works for Mammon, it should work for Shmuel as well. And here we noted a couple of things. So that the Lavush, backed up by the Shach, says that can't have big enough to be Shvur because he's glad to have the Shvur. He'd rather take the Shvur than pay a Mammon. So normally a Migah is he's trying to squirm out of something, and we say the Migah will help him squirm. But here he doesn't want to squirm, he's only too happy to get the Shvur instead of the Mammon. Which is something that is fashion two things. Number one, why should he be so happy? But maybe he prefers Shavuah to Mammon, but he prefers having neither Shavuah nor Mammon to having a Shavuah. So if Migah can eventually, in fact, remove Shavuah, that he'd be even happier with. Secondly, why should we be concerned, or ought we be concerned about what he wants, what he ultimately aspires to? Positive Migas is a biru, maybe. It's not a biru, but a kechtaine, what he's interested in, not interested in every relevant. And this is what the Rush says, and Machlech is in the Shach of the Sma, so they accept the Rush or not. The Sma says a problem, the Sma says that his response is that they were Mekel, we got the Shvur, Mekel got the Mammon, we got the Shvur, the Torah that we made the Mammon indiscriminately. And the whole thrust of the language is that Chiv Shvur is or the Dina Mig is only the Rabbanon. And that, of course, Hashem says not, and we saw the Rashbos was simply the Reis, based on the Gemara, the Kshubis, the Chobes. But it was says, it's either from Pasuk or Svar. But David said the Reis, that the Shach is against the Sma. But another possibility that Michael should assume the Eye of the Taz that the Torah said there should be Shavuot. I can't understand that Shavuot can't be budged. Miguel doesn't take care of it. Now this is something which comes up in the Shanim as well, that Tazi doesn't quote very correctly. In another context, in the Tzitzchak Sabbatah from Medalad, we've got the Daskar the Rababe, the first time they have a Dichatfi, it's believed with the Migi, go to Selechatafti. So the one day in Tzitzchak is Erechinami, if you believe him. The other day in Tzitzchak is the name of the Ri, that can't be, because basically should be Chayiv Mammon. Shavuah should be an outlet instead of Chayiv Mammon. So that being the case, the Torah said either Shavuah or Mammon. If it can't be Shavuah, you start with a Chayiv Mammon. A variation on that, I think tomorrow we're understanding what Taz says, we'll come back to this Naran later on. The variation of that is to say that the Torah Pasuk Chiv Shavuah set a certain standard which enables you to come close to the truth as you can without relying on the Tanya of the Baal HaDvar. We have in terms of being able to value the question of rights and best in four possible avenues. One is the P'edim. Two Edim, Nedecha, whatever the case, whatever the questions which you adjudicated. Second, instead of Edim, Shvuah. Third possibility is to have other kinds of consideration, Behurim, one kind or another, categories, fourth in mind. Yeah, then of course the times said about Dvarim. Sometimes the times themselves work, but so the times about those is sufficient. Now of these, of course, the closer you get to Behurim, the better off Besdin is. There are all kinds of rules of Besdin to resolve dispute. But if instead of that you could have something optimal, it's better. That this is not simply a kind of wish, but which has possible halachic teeth, as you see in the Gemara b'Metzia, that Shua Shalom is in a case where it's a desolate place, there's no Edom there, the past Friday Edom is not there, so you settle for Shavuah. But it says to come over there that if you have a process of Edim, no Shavuah but Edim. This is not just one day in the Gemara, this is also similarly, it's a day in the Shem Gemara of Kalva, based on Mitzvah, we got the Miga, the Miga would create Edim, that Gemara is going to be Miga against Edim, if Miga were to create Edim supporting the Miga, why rely on the Miga, rely on what we could have the process of Edim. The Rambam and Tayyum and Cheskiris, essentially passes that. Shemesh etan she'enas onis gadol kon shvura v'itar im meta im ne'enas v'kon she'edim mitzuyim shom matzichin otu ra'ya o ta'anoto shem ne'enas v'ptera b'shvot ha'shomrim v'lo yibi ra'ya yishalem shem ha'kon she'edim mishneihem v'kon she'lo bi ra'ya en shem shvura elo o yibi ra'ya yishalem. So if there's a potential for Edim, if he doesn't bring them, Yishalei. Now that could be taken as meaning, if he doesn't bring Edim, it happened in Times Square, and apparently it never happened, not the way he tines. But it could, in which case would that be relevant in parallel cases, in other cases. But you could very well learn that if you can have the Berurim sack based on Sadbos Salad Edim, why settle for Shavuot? So the same man might say, if you don't want to settle for Shavuot, but you can have Edim, you don't want to settle for Baltaz Bal Edvarim, even when there's a Miga, you can have a Shavuot. Normally, when you employ Miga in order to resolve the question of moment, so then we can't say, let them pay. Why should we have to wrap our migas? But let them swear, that we can say. This is what I call, but first was last time, was a lack of symmetry. If you acknowledge the miga, that the tzad loses a moment. This Saturday will lose a shur. So if we have the potential for resolving the issue of mammon and not taking money away unjustifiably, or insisting upon shur in order not to rely on the inferior mode of biru, we say, let there be shur. That I think is the way in which can be understood. But I would grant that, for a reason I mentioned just a moment, I don't want to push the analogy to the Gemara of Ein Raya too much, because then I'm going to reach a conclusion which I'm not inclined to reach. I'll come back to this in a moment. And what I'm saying, in effect, is that whereas Chiv Mammon is the final step. It's not a means to an end. It's the end. Either you're mechayev or you're patur. So Mika went up, resolved that, and if you recognize the Mika, one side loses, you don't recognize the Mika, the other side loses. So it's an equal basis, and therefore we enable Mika. Mika of Torah B'Shavua, we say is, why we have recourse to anything which is less reliable, there's something that's more reliable. Why rely upon Mika? We could have Shavua with all the full weight that that carries. And therefore, the Mika cannot part the Shavua. Series the kiss called the Migas, the Migas to Shua, Fish Shua, the Hatish Shua, the Banana, the Koda, Paskim, the Koda, Tum Shua, the Litol, to be made, see, Kavanation, be made, and Shua, Kua, Mulam, Rinan. Okay, Nimi, a Tana, she called it on a Gamki, Shua, Rakshi, Tana, Marit, she be Tana, she called it, called it, Rebek Mamon, if you say, but then I'm going to Migas to Mishua. They may room a Kamarim, then I would say, Shua, the Sherbet, Rakib, to Tana, Gurua, Kadir, Tom Shua. That's a side consideration. Explaining if the Shua is such, that this qualifies. It's an answer to a certain kashi. If any of that thing you read the kashi midi, the Migal of the Shua Lam Rinon, and after you makom she'en a Shua zo mechaivu mamon, כשאני יכול להישבה, הקשבועה בעל מה מוצא לה מחשש שודעת היתר, ומשבועה את השותפין, אז לא מעניין בלפתור בשבועה. הכל ששבועה מחייבו ממון, כשאני יכול להישבה, במודל מקצת שהוא חשוד, הוא שמע אני יודע, חייב לשלם, אלמד רחמון הם לתובעי, כל זמן שאני נשבע. ואפשר דו מיתם, כיוון דה לתובעי, כי חזקה לא תובעי להם כדי יש לו, ולתובעי להם חזקה לא מעיז. ויהיה הטעם איך שיהיה. Whatever the reason may be why the Torah imposed the Shavua, which is backed up by a Kriv Mamon, if you don't swear, pay Mamon. Because Chazir and Kivan Rachman have the Toveya, Kosman Shein and Nitzvah Nishva, Kivan Dikar Chiyuv, Shkai Rachman Himamon, Hayamid Raftur Mimamon, Mimel Batura Mishva, Mikar Vachemer. See, what he says is, I think it's in line with what I was saying before, he says that you can't be Jemiga of Turm Yishvur if the result of that is not a Yishvur Kiv moment. He assumes the Migra of Turm Yishvur, Lam Rinan, is when the result of not relying upon the Migra will be Shvur. So the only issue which is on the table for this side is a Shvur. However, if there's potentially Mumin. So without getting involved in the Rosh's issue, that every time there's no such thing as dealing with Shui, deal with Mumin. That's what the Rosh asks. It seems that's right to that directive. What she says is that if there's some, what's the issue now is type of Shui, not Mumin. But if the possible result is going to be Mumin, then you come back to its moment of this side, moment of that side, then you can't say, well, the Torah doesn't want to resolve, the Torah doesn't want to describe the possibility of Shavua. Why not? It's a good use, a useful tool, let's have it. It's been viable based on Shavua. So that's, you can say, we don't want, the luxury the person has of having a Shavua, we don't want to throw that out. But if that luxury is at the expense of the Baal Dover in moment, if it's at the expense of the Baal Dover, he has to swear, It's okay, but you have to swear. But if you don't swear, for it's from a moment. So let's resolve the moment issue by using this tool instrumentally of shvur. But if the shvur affects that no longer just kosher shvur, but kosher moment, it's a moment here, a moment there, this we have to be sure you say. I take this to be in the vein that I mentioned before. But I just want to stress one thing, one distinction should be borne in mind. I mentioned before, and he talks about this in one respect as well, but from another perspective, is the basic chiv, b'schiv of momen, shvur as a parachute, or is the basic chiv, b'chiv of shvur, an alternative momen, or a chiv shvur per se, and if there's no shvur, then if you refer to swear, then you get it referred to momen. That's one question. Another question is, how do you regard the chiv shvur? Regardless of whether it's transistor moment, not transistor moment. But as Taylor says, regardless of what the Rabbah and the Taylor said once, sure, because Shavuot is going to clarify the air, it's going to help Bezdin, and we insist on the Baal Dovo coming to the aid of Bezdin, as we can insist that someone is an age to say Aedis, we insist that Baal Dovo should be Nishba. And we don't want to discard that, even though we could do it with a migah, but we could also have a shavuah shavuos hashomrim instead of, and we discard that, and instead we say we want edim. Here we say we don't want migah, we want shavuah. Come back to that analogy I said before. That point can be made irrespective of the point that it seems precious here, namely whether the chiv shavuah or issue in moment or what issue in moment. Regardless of what an issue, and even if the chiv shavuah is not issue in moment, which could issue a moment, say, also we can say, to insist upon having a shvur, we want to rely upon it. However, and here I come to parting the ways with the analogy from the Gemara of Edom and Shvur. If I'm correct, then I think I would part company with the Nesivus. Station of Sivus with two kinds of shvur, which of course drives him to say one thing, which in itself I don't mind, but inasmuch as this discussion of Miguel of Tumi Shvur with regard to Shvur Shomrim, that's what the whole focus, all thrust is sugi here. And the Sivus says that if you have a case of a shvur which would issue in Momen, everyone agrees that Miguel of Tumi Shvur Amrinon. What I'm bringing on is where you said Berchetes, let him swear. Lashua is a shutri. But if it'll issue in moment, then he would say, you don't say, I don't agree with Aftur Mishvur. I'm bringing on because he's going to have a moment. So Shua is a shomrim. What is the agreement guys to make sure with Shua? I'm bringing on. Why? If Shua is a shutri and it's a bonnet Yishvur, then if you don't swear, nothing terrible will happen to you. So Mechadeis is swear, but if the result of you're not swearing will be you'll have to pay Baumin, so then everyone agrees that the Migah is effective because it's not a luxury anymore, because we need the Migah in order to save this Nitva for the Chiyum Mammon which devolves when he doesn't swear. So why do you have to come with God to Shamrim? Well, so his answer will be that which I already mentioned a number of times in the past, which will be a simple development in a different direction. Shvuos HaShomrim is different from Edech HaMeru Mikzas. I would say Edech HaMeru Mikzas is a Mechayev growing out of the tainess of the Berurim. The Edech on the one hand, the Glam Dover of Meru Mikzas. So we have reason to be Mechayev. And if you don't provide the Shvur, pay moment. Semitech. Shvuos HaShomrim, there's no reason to suspect. We know he says me the dummy. Okay, but the dummy doesn't mean that we know that the facts are different. There's no aglam dom of any kind. There's the possibility that he can pull the wool over the eyes of the other Baal Dovo. But we don't know that he's doing that. So according to but if you sue for the Shomim, it's different than the other two Shavuos. And Shavuos HaShomim, that's not an objective Mechayiv. Then we have to be sure, Le'am Rina, according to the Sivus. But if Shavuos HaShomim is fated to swear, the Shemus doesn't swear, then he pays. Then according to the Sivus, the Shemus should be honest. This he realized himself, and therefore he says at the end, we bind the ties up with certain Rambam, that that in Shomrim, you don't have, if you don't swear, you pay. Now this I mentioned on previous occasion, in my understanding of Mitesh Chal Shem Mishalim, that in Hedechon Medimixis, maybe you have in Shomrim, you don't have it. I know the Gemara Mitzvah has an exam where the Gemara has got the Mishnah of the various poets there, says that this case of Mitoich, because he was a made of a mixes, even the deal with Shom, I pray the Shom wouldn't suffice. So I think that's the case, but many Rishonim say clearly that you say Mitoich was the Yashu to Shemrim as well, which would then render the Mahalach of the Nesivis problematic. I would say a little differently from what the Nesivis says. Doesn't mean that Miga is not relevant with God to Shua. But taking in my sense, Mechadesh is swear, there's a problem with symmetry. So Nitro would say, okay, you want me to swear? Say that. But that's something you can demand of me because you claim it's a luxury. But if the result would be Mammon, it's no longer a luxury. So Miga here should work for that. But it'll be a split decision. What the Miga would accomplish is to reduce that dimension of the Chiv Shavuah that if you don't swear, you pay. That will not apply. What will that even cause the Migash for that Miga of a word, because that's the moment aspect. And what will happen is that the shvur will be reduced from the shvur, which if you don't swear, you pay, to a shvur, which you have to swear, but if you don't swear, lechtin lenichse. For that it'll help. So in one sense, it's similar to the nesivus, but the nesivus has classification of shvurs. Shvurs is this, shvurs is that. What I'm saying is, take all the shvurs. We'll have a split in terms of what the kashrut of the Miga is. Miga can remove the mammon potential, but it leaves the Chiv Shavuah in its place. That there can be such a possibility, so that I assume, based on the Rashi Bab Kamen of Kuzam, the God of Kefrakl. My assumption is, I have no idea if I'm saying that Pismar. My assumption is, Rashi says that it was Kashmir, the Imam Taylor Rabbi. The problem was not let him be put with the Miga, but let Kev Hakim be Chayev. But she watched Kev Hakim be Chayev. The Baldova Taina is pure Taina can produce Shua. So, according to Rashi, the answer is it can. Pure Taina, I think, cannot be made to see moment. The Baruch Shema, this man said they can. Otherwise, not. So, it can't be made to see moment. So, what does it mean? If Kev Hakim be Chayev is Shua, if you wouldn't swear, Alek Ben Mixis. If he couldn't swear, he would not have to pay. Mitech wouldn't be in any case in that constellation. That I think should be the Rapash. Something along these lines, not quite the way I'm formulating it, but something along these lines, closer to the Tzitzis formulation, you have in the Ran here. The issue of Migra Aftur Mishvur, Abri Alayim Rinan, the Shainim are two different levels. One level is the general issue. Any Migra Aftur, any Shvur. The other is specifically, what is the Shvur Sashomer? Is the Shomer himself Nehem over the Migra? Some Shainim say, the Ran among them, that Migal Aftur, a Shomer is not going to name up with a Migal. can't be named more than Migui Hashem. And possibly Zechar is named more than Migui Hashem. But he says, excuse me, he says that the Sheber cannot be named more than Migui, that the Gemara makes clear. But in general, you have to be sure you do say. And we talk to you about Eidechod. And then he goes on to Shomer. So what God says is we can't deal with Migav Tum Shvua just as a block. Some Shvua says, yes, some Shvua says no. And here he says that Migav against Tum Shvua generally is good, but not Shvua Seidecho. Shvua Seidecho, the problem is not a Migav against Shvua. The problem is Migav against Seidecho. So vis-a-vis Shvua, it's like a Migav Mukamedim, because Seidecho with regard to Shvua is a two-edged with regard to Mamet. So here we have this differentiation. Now, with regard to Shvua as a Shemrim, Seir Shemrim is another issue. And the same problem with Shvua as a Shemrim is that the Migav is not a good Migav. So even if you say Migav of Turim Shvua Amrinan, but the Shemrim you wouldn't say it. Here we come against another question. And this is the problem of Shvua as a Shomrim. It's a Migud Oz. What's the Migud? The Migud is a Chzart, the Migud is an Ensu. But with the Tanya Ensu, the Baal Dover doesn't know. The Mavkid, the Chzart, or the Adam, the Mavkid knows. So you want to patter him from Shua Bechzaz, the Migi could have been Ensu, but the Taina Net, no, excuse me, no, excuse me, what's Fakir, I'm saying, Ensu and Migi Bechzalti. So the Echzalti, but the Baldobo would know, so they were quite greater horses. The Ensu doesn't know, quite very less horses. So even the Migi of Tu Bishvua, Amrinon, but the Migi does have Tu Bishvua and Amrinon. Now this breaks down into two possible formulations. One is a more general one, the Migud Oz, the Bechlal is no Migud. I'll come back to it in just a moment. It doesn't help for a moment, it's not for sure, it doesn't help at all. The other is to assume Migud Oz can work for a moment, it can't work for sure. According to some who share this stuff in the Gemara, because when Rabbi says, according to those who learned that Gemara is a problem of Migya, so Rabbi says, let's believe every Kefrakel, every Migya of Kefrakel. And the answer is, what does that mean? That means you can't give him a Migya because obviously we require much more backbone, much more chutzpah, the tiny Kefrakel, than to be made of a mixes. So wherever the potential Shavua it's easier to tie it than the actual Shavua, that's the Migud Oz that doesn't work. So that's what Rabbi says, the Migud Oz is Chayv, because it has no Migud. So Migud Oz that Aftur B'Shavua and Amrinan, according to those who know that Gemara based on Migud, that's enough for the Gemara. But what about Migud Oz that Aftur, what about Migud Oz that for a moment? Not maybe yes, maybe no. Now, whether you can distinguish in this way or not depends, first of all, on how you understand the phenomenon of Migi De'ozer. And secondly, how you see the problem of Migi De'ozer Mishur. Migi De'ozer, you can learn in two ways what's the problem of Migi De'ozer, and you can perhaps distinguish the two different categories of Migi De'ozer. Because the Migi De'ozer is not a Migi at all. Because while the Taina exists, but you have no access to it. First, you're traveling on the road, and he gets a flat tire. So he has a spare tire in the trunk, but he lost the key to the trunk. He must stay with the flat the trunk, the tire in the trunk. There's no access to it, he can't get to it, so he's in trouble. He has to call the garage. A Migi De'ozer can be viewed as a Migi where the reserve tire is inaccessible. Now, why is it inaccessible? Because you're weak. So what difference does it make if you're traveling on the road and you lost the key to the trunk? You don't care to pick up the flat or to pick up the spare tire. You don't know how to unscrew it. It's also inaccessible. Even though in theory, if you were strong, you could get to it. So it's no Migi at all. If it's no Migi at all, so what do I care whether you want to get away? You want to pat the shoe, you want to pat the moment. It doesn't exist. It's inaccessible. Or do you say, no, Migi De'ozer is a Migi, it's accessible. But what it can do as a Migi, maybe can't do anything that an ordinary Migi does. And conceivably, there might be two levels of De'ozer, where the gap between the chutzpah you need for the reserve tiny, as well as the chutzpah you need for the tiny you're actually tining, maybe a small one. So that's a Migi, but maybe it doesn't work. If it's a very large gap, there's no Migi at all. Now, why should I say Migi De'ozer? If Migi De'ozer works for a moment, that means they assume that it is a Migi. If it's a Migi, why shouldn't it work for Shavua? Because Migi De'ozer is Shavua Amrina. No, but the question is, Migi De'ozer is Shavua Amrina, but Migi De'ozer is Shavua Amrina. So, Madam Shech, if Migi De'ozer per se works, that's a good Migi. Migi have to be sure alone, if it's not a Migi De'ozer, it also works. So why is the combination no good? I think the Cheshvin is partial. Coming back to the problem of Migi is supposed to be a Chetayne, of a Bilo is supposed to be a Chetayne, the Chor Migi De'ozer is lacks Bilo. Maybe the reason he doesn't tell the reserve time is not because he's honest, but because he's weak. So he can't be found anything. If we got the Kerech Taine, it would not be a problem. But here coming into the problem, we have to be sure, continuing the line that we advanced previously, so we have to be sure, would say as follows. In terms of Behurim, the Bihurim could work. After we sure as well, here we come back to the question we discussed. What can the Mevarer, the Sofek, instead of the Migi, or instead of the Eidim, instead of the Shua, I'm sorry, and the Dechor, the Messiah, Chazoke, other things, all the question of Migi. But assuming that a Migi is a sufficient Biru, if it can be Vaitzi Momen, or if it can be Maxik Momen, certainly it can be Vaitzi Momen, so certainly it can also be Biru if it's got the Shua. Fine. Come to the question of Kerech Taine, so we have the Biru, we have to use Migi as sort of Aloch. We already Migi is Migi's Aloch. So here we come back and we say, why use it? Let's wait for Eidim. Let's have a Shua, let's have better Birurim. Why am I liable to this conjectural, hypothetical, rarefied conception of Migi with Lomdus? No, we have the Lomdus, we have a Shua right on the table. So if you have a Biru, Biru is good. So that's the equivalent of Migi, of a Shavua. So we can rely upon that. Kerech Taine instead of a Shavua, here I come back to the points that I made before, the asymmetry, etc. The matter of the Cheshvin is Pashut. An ordinary Migi, we say it doesn't part of a Shavua, unless it's a biru. So, if it's not a migid ozer, it's a biru, big enough to be shvu, you would say. However, if it's a migid ozer, so the biru is lacking. The koyach taine doesn't part of the shvu. So, a combination, migid ozer knocks out the biru, the ozer knocks out the biru. Miga as opposed to Shua doesn't work, but to be right moment, to be the maximum moment, it works, because they run out of this whole question I had before the asymmetry. That is really simple to understand. Rabbi Yoina, in Babas, in the Kuf Kof Ches, he has a different mahalach. If I understand him correctly, Rabbi Yoina says as follows, that the Miga de Ozer, so it depends what the stakes are. If the stakes are mammon, so for mammon a person will be able to screw up his energies and lie. He'll work up courage if the stakes are high enough. But if the stakes are, from his point of view, relatively minor stakes, so he won't have the courage. He needs an incentive to work up his courage. Merely he says, for mammon he'll have the incentive, so the migah de ozer is a good migah. For sure, maybe he prefers to swear rather than work up all this courage to lie. So Miga d'Ozer, Aflu Yishua Le'amina. Anyway, what we have is first the overall issue of Miga Aflu Yishua per se. Klun Yishua is the Rabban Yishua, the Aisa. Various pshatim, why often you should say, why you don't say it. The possibility with the stretch to various shvuas. Various shvuas meaning either shvuas the rabbanon is supposed to shvuas the raise, or shvuas the raise proper, but also distinguish. Saying shvuas hashomrim, not because shvuas hashomrim not. Because, according to when the Sius would have it, here there's no potential of mammon. Or Shvus Shomer, not because Shvus Shomer is a migah de'ozer, and it's a poor migah. Or there could be another mahalach, coming back to the question that it says before, in Ben Mitzvah and Eidechot, you have to have a mechayev in order to be Shvua. Shvus Shomer is no mechayev anyways. It's a bone which is thrown to the mafkid. So that bone you have to throw anyhow, even if you have a certain inclination not to, because of the migra. That could also be. Alright, so this is where we take care of migra de ozer and migra of tur mishvur. The third problem which Shem encountered with regard to this Smiga is the problem of Miga with the Domi. If what we're concerned about is not possible, he wants to lie, but somebody's mistaken, so why would Miga help? So taste the answer of this question, which you're okay, when you intend Shem or the body. Miga helps you since it's not a clear case of this tiny is a false tiny, but some possible scenario, so Miga helps to alleviate your concern about that and accept this tiny tiny bone. Matesa says this given his perspective that we regard the Baldova as really being a Shema. If you don't think along these lines, but you think lines of the Ramban, those are Shainim, instead of Yerushema, Raskam Mechama, that the Migah, which is supportive of the Baal Dovah, would be in place over here, because you don't Ad Kedei Kach think that he's mistaken. Yeah, there again we've got the Shema, we gave him the same question. The Shema says with the Domi. And that was the most question, if you accept even the Migah with the Domi over here, you should accept the Migah also with regard to Shvesa Shemrim, and that you don't do. Now the other issue which you have in this Gemara, in conjunction with other Gemaras, and Shteisim and other Hashem deal with, is what finally happens with the Shvesa Shemrim. Now, the issue is dealt with the shame in two planes. One is, how do we relate Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand to Rabbi Rami Bachom on the other hand? In effect, the one said over here initially that the two are conjoined, and in both cases you have a similar kind of meager. And if one works, the other, if one migah works, that was the migah. The Baal Bas has to say that le'schatichim ha'elam, so the migah of the shemel should also work. It's a little maskone. Either you pass kill like Rabbi Shmuel, that such a migah is an effective migah, and then we have, and then Shvus Hashem will also be an effective migah, and then we have to be nitchak, to say Shvus Hashem only works, the case where there was no migah, was mafkid beit, mafkid bishtar, where there were no possible tainis, there was no migah. This is migah, and it doesn't work. Or what some Rishonim explain, maybe based on Shir Gretz Mahaluch, that Lamaskana, the Gemara assumes they can use migas as similar migas. But however, what we want to do with them is very different. In one case, we want to mafkia at Chiv Shur Deraisa, without the Shomim. In the other case, we're not being mafkia the Shavua itself, but within the context of the Takonim, which is the Takonim de Rabbanon, so they. But Chachomim took into account what factors that you consider where to recite a Shavuah, not to recite a Shavuah, it's where he has a Migah, here we let it ride, we won't be recite a Shavuah. But the Migahs are very similar Migahs. Could be, 1 second. Maybe another possibility, let me call see this in Shanim, but I think another possibility, Shem explained that at bottom, Shuas HaShomrim, Migah doesn't work because it's Migah De'ozim. That's what they say. The question is, if that's Migah De'ozim, so Rav Shuas is also Migah De'ozim. I said before, in terms of Migah De'ozra, we have two levels. One is where there's a great Ozra required, in which case maybe it's not a Migah De'ozra, it's inaccessible. The other case, a lesser level of Ozra is required, in which case we say there is a Migah. The question is, what do we do with a Migah? And the Gemara here compares case of Rabbi Shmuel's Migah, Baal Bas the Migah Praticha, or the Migah Leschaticha Me'ilam, with the case of Migah of Echzalti, with the Migah didn't answer. Excuse me, Nantkatin, Nantsu, the Migah of Echzalti, right? the veil of Ness, yeah. And the Ness of Migur. I think it's the same level of your Ose. If the case should be, the case of Rabbi Shmuel, it's a lesser degree of your Ose, then maybe with same Migur Ose, after Rabbi Shmuel would also work. We disregard the other factor by Biro itself that I mentioned. That would work over there. But Chuas HaShomrim, if that requires a greater degree of Azim, maybe that crosses the Rubicon, and then you reach levels of Azim which in effect eviscerate the Shavuot altogether. So then you have eviscerate the Migah altogether. So then you have no Migah at all, and that's why you can distinguish it into. Whether that is the case or not, I wouldn't think Shmuel d'Raisa on it, but I think it's not out of the ballpark. Could be that in case of, he says, Parati, with the Migya of La'adam. Now, La'adam would require an awful lot of Ha'azir. But Parati also requires a certain measure of Ha'azir, because Parati, the other tzad knows, but the tzad is melamed zchus, maybe you forgot, maybe. That's the... So there's some degree, some gap there, it's a migah d'ozer, because the reserve tiny requires much more chus than the one he's tining, but a moderate one. In the case of Shuas HaShomrim, Tenenensu, which the other tzad doesn't know at all, but the migah d'ozer, which he would know, and the other, the reserve tiny, he knows perfectly well, that perhaps is a greater degree of Yahazir, greater leap, and if maybe Shom, you don't say it. But that's conjecture upon, assuming that's the consideration. I love to share in general the opinion, of course, of Maskana, that Shuas HaShomrim require, even if you don't have Eid Mishtar, if there is a Migah, whatever the reason, maybe there was a bit of Tum Shul Amrina, because this is a Migah Doz, we got also an Amrinan, and a Migah Doz of Tum Shul Amrinan, fine, that's the most must come. What do you have, though, and what do you require, in the case that the Gemara brings up, Mavis Chavar Be'edim, whether Ketanei Efzalti, or not, Be'edim or Bishtar. Near the Chure, we should have something which is similar to the Chayes Shvei Adigmar Pribis of Mavis Chavar Be'edim. Mavis Chavar Be'edim Tzorich Tzorich Chavar Be'edim, then presumably over here it's the same thing. But is it really totally the same thing? Of course, the most ashamed, as we saw at the time we learned the sugya, the phrase "sorich for beidim" is not fully accurate. That's why sorich he doesn't have to. If he wants to be niftu from the shvur, so this is the counsel we give him. Or if he wants to be niftu from the shvur, the counsel we give him. We say, because you won't be able to attend the parati. So it's not a sorich for beidim, but you'll have to pay. So that's the Eitzah table. Let's go to Moshe Shenim. Then, the phrase there, the phrase here, is a similar one. In both cases, we're talking about whether he's Neman, Taina Paraiti or Taina Echzarti. There, Piroin, here, Echzore. Amish identical issues. Provided that, Keshu, the Mahalath of the Ran and the Migash, why Sech for Beidim? But here we're talking about the Mandomah says, Enser of Zil Beidim. Means you disregard there the Cheseskiyu, which we spoke about in the Raigoin, you disregard the Anansadi of the Ran, you disregard the Chi, which is the postpartum of the Migash. And we sent to Allah Zulabaydin. Why Mishnah is the Beidim? So Mishnah Mishnah, because Mishnah Rav Yonah, my boy. So then you have total parallelism. After this, there's the Kura of the Rambam, that learns the Malvus Chabayim Sefer Beidim. It's not that if he wants to get out of it. But so he reposed upon him as a function of the Halvoy, it's not for Beidim, or we've got the presumably he learned the Gemara, we've got the Edim, and we've got the Shtar. So, all Shur learned Shtar by Boy is just an umdine. Rabbam learns that because that's for Beidim, therefore Shtar by Boy, and most Shur learns if it's because Shtar by Boy, therefore you have to be with the Beidim. If we take the Rambam's understanding of that Sukkot, because the shtar imposes such a chiv. There, and we've got the Kodin as well. And we've got to Edim. So there we say, one second. We've got to Edim, we say, there, it doesn't have to. He also doesn't have to. B'chayv p'roin is his chayv's b'shtar. Oh, that's okay, I'm saying that. I thought it would be a problem. No, we have a problem. It's going to be parallel to the book. If you were to say the tzorah for b'edim, then there could be a difference. Maybe my salvoi is b'chayv, my spikot is not b'chayv. You couldn't have tzorah as a b'edim. If you answer as a b'edim, so then the both are evil. Alright, this is the way we paskin, and it's constant with the sugyas. Now, the other sugyas deal with this issue of Bar Basra. Let's look at them for a look at the Pesachim of the Rambam. Basra from Hamid Beis. Okay, so the mother says, Kosovo. My father gave me so far baby. Yeah, sure. That's my daughter says. My daughter like a mother, but we were waiting. So I was still waiting. My daughter, that reverse case. Let me go back away from that. The test says, why was I waiting? Let's believe in the Migu. It's the Rechanami, according to Rabbi Natam, that he would be done with the Migur, but then he would have to swear. If the reserved Taina of Nancy would have had to swear, so now the Taina, which he wants to be Naaman, won't be Naaman under any better conditions than the reserved Taina. Can't give him a better deal than he would have had the reserved Taina. So if we require Shuva over here as well, we'll see in a moment what kind of Shuva we require. There's another sheet that this is not so. But anyway, it's so quite one day, Ramsgabedim, means that he has to swear. He's Naaman, only that mother swore. What the main self forbade him that Gemara means he doesn't even have to swear. So you end up with a paradoxical situation in which the reserved Taina would have required a Shavua, and the present Taina doesn't require a Shavua. That seems inconceivable, but that would happen to put a certain Lushin. And this, ordinarily speaking, I think, of course, was very problematic. I think if you read such a day, if you enforce what we talked about before the Shvus Hashomer, if the reserved situation would have been, had some kind of a chiyuv for you, something you really chay, then of course you can't give him a lesser chiyuv now than he would have had if you turned into reverse, the reserve. That can't be. But if you say that that's You shouldn't be chayv shvuyos shofar. Why should you be chayv? There's no dover, mitzvah dover, glam dover, there's nothing. It's time to bone which you throw the mafkid. Since he doesn't know what's going on, so you have to bail him out. So you believe Hechzalti, and that's who Hechzalti was the Migi of Nansu. Adagagwag was the Nansu Migi of Hechzalti, the Migi of Nansu. So what all it will mean is not that the Balabas will be deprived, the Mafki will be deprived of something which is coming to him. It's not coming to him. He won't get his bone. But not getting the bone doesn't mean that we've got this disparity between what you are tightening and what you could have tightened. In terms of hard currency, bottom line, what's coming to him, in either case, money is not coming to him, and fundamentally, shvuah is not coming to him. In practice, he will be prevented from getting this in his bone. But that's all it is. There's no problem with that. So that's not Gemara. The text says, Kol Adam Yitzchak Beidim, Tzarf Hachzul Beidim, means with the Shavur. That's all. The Miga only enables him to be Nehma, but he requires a Shavur, as it was required. But the other Shainim, it's even better. It doesn't require shvui. Yeah. Now this is one gemara. This is about the eidim. This is about the shtar. What if ayin and baba kamer? And baba vassal, I'm sorry. But if I'm a rav chis, I'm a rav shtar, I'm a rav zahat bilcho, mal. Mem higi bo yom en etsu mehemen. Hashtarami Mehemet. So believe Hazad was a big of an answer. Hadi Mamale, Shtav Yadi, my boy. So what does he say with Shtav Yadi, my boy, as opposed to Miga, right? It's the Chur. He has a Miga, he could have said an answer. And Shtav said, but he said, Hazad was a big of an answer. Miga's an answer. If he said an answer, that's not against the Shtav. Shtav is not anything about an answer. Chzalti, Shtar says against the Chzalti, so it's Migi against the Shtachmir, my boy. What would be the problem over here? This is one possibility that's sort of Migim Kamedim. In that case, it's a question of Shtachmir, my boy, which I think we discussed on the previous occasion. Shtachmir, my boy, is external Chaye. Or we say, no, the Shtar, it's Abis Shtar, that there was no piroin, as long as the malve is holding out the shtar, so the shtar is made, there's no piroin. This is usually Achenim raise this issue and take the Rambam, and the Rambam passes to Beidechod, that if you have a shtar by Beidechod, you have to swear and tie against, you have ten piroin against that shtar, so Chayim Shavua. We just decide to get Rayas, how we get the Chayim Shavua. So it has to be apparent that it's Eidus and shtar. Well, it's an issue over here. If Shtar Boy is just an incidental raya, then Miga is superior. If it's Adim, some people can make it. Or to learn that this is a problem in Nazi, the Gemara Vasra Fei, Vav, Miga Mkem Chazoke. Miga is Chazoke, Miga Mpretev Zmanoi, which is superior. So the Gemara says, Amar Shtar Boy, Amar Mehemet, Tanya Zadi is Mehmet. I love the Shlomo of my boy. So where it says, Omri Tema, I'm coming to answer me, what's the Shlomo of my boy? So the Migya knocks the Shlomo of my boy. Omri, but he asks to save Saif, Kyoba and Esa Shua boy. And my name of Yishvua. So the name on this, it must as follows that as the reserved Tanya required a Shvua, the present Tanya also requires a Shvua, name of Yishvua. This would be against what I said before. It doesn't have to be. I said before I just quoted the Gemara, it says that, according to Sanhedrin, that the reserved Taina would require a Shavua, the Nensu Taina, the Chazalti, doesn't require. So I said that the fact that he's getting a better deal now than with Taina, the reserve Taina, should be a problem in Miga, but it's not because it's only a bone. Here the Gemara says there is a problem. You can't give him a better deal now than he would have had if he would have had it then. That doesn't go against my Mahalach, because my Mahalach was based on two things. Number one, that you assume that Shavuos HaShomer is only a bone. And secondly, if the only difference is a bone, it's not a dog, it's a person. So the bone doesn't cut much ice. And therefore, there's no problem with the disparity of the reserve time and the present time. But the Gemara says over here, the Fayim, that there is a problem, not necessarily because Shavuos is a real chiyuv. It's not like a bone, but a bone does make a difference. And it's also in Miga, you can't give him... Wait. All right, that's the sugis. The Rambam here is a bit of a plumper. In regard to Avskavah Beidim and Sefer Beidim and Ad, they pass in two places that he's there. Maybe it's for eight, it's possible that I'll avoid. In Perk, basically, Schiss Alchi Bays, first of all, it obviously time she gets to Zilman or Mati and Akhvanechul and I say to the Shemir, he says to him, he's Mavki, he denies it. He has no Shtaz, no Edim. He should buy a station of Kiblo, and over there, Zilman, Kolib, Shredosh, and Boyabal, and Bobby Devil, and Gram, Shigram, and Shirem, and Shalem. First, the Nishua Shua says, it's like someone says, the base of the Chamoni says to Adam, Kefrakl, what Shua says is, he's a Kefrakl, we've got to Shmir. Then I'll give you the base, I'll give you the base, I'll give you Adam, Osho Makene, I'll give you the base, 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 I'll give you ומה לא החזרתי לך? שם תנס החזרתי, וזו לי איזה מיגי אבן אינסו, against the star, otherwise it would be in trouble. היה שומע נשבע בכיתת חיפץ, טוב שכל מה שמכינה שנגנה בו עבד, ואשר מתה בשנת מלאכה, אז איזה מיגי נאמר מה החזרתי. וכשם שאם טען שנאנס, ישבע מן התורה בכיתת חיפץ, כך אם טען החזרתי, שבה כי אין של תורה ויש משתה ביד הטובה. That's in the case where if he had tied an answer, he'd be Naaman, which is qualified, but we said before, in the beginning of Paragimel, that if you tie them, if the Mokka with Israel, if you tie them, you're not Naaman. So that Ram qualifies. Yeah. But anyway, Ram says that he's Naaman, and you require a shvur of Nikita Schaifetz, Shvur of Mishne, even though it's a chzalti with a meager of Nansu. That seems to be the passion of the Gemara of Fahin, that as you require a shvur, as you require shvur with gat and ensu, you require shvur with gat echzalti, which is a migid and ensu. And presumably the same kind of shvur that you would have had you tied an ensu, you should have the same kind of shvur if you're not tied an echzalti. If you tied a shvur of an ensu, what would you have? A shvur of the reise, or of the sort of the reise, quality of the reise. If you tied an echzalti, it should also be that. סתם קטין ועד אמרו שישו יכול לטעום רבן אמצו, לא צריך אותו להביא ראיה על טענתו, אבל אם היה חייב להביא ראיה על טענתו, כמו שהתבהר, אין להם מה לומר, החזרתי, איזשהו בעל השלב יחיד של ישראל וישלם. סיר דרה בתווסת נוע לאוכל. פה ולסת, זה סעד בגלל אינסו, וכל שבו בקיד הסחיבת, וסוי לי מייק סנס, זה פעול לשבוע. What about a case in which he doesn't have the migu, and there's a shtar? אם היה חייב להביא ראיה על טענתו, כמו שהתברר, אינו נאמן לומר החזרתי, אלא ישמע בעל השטר בכיתת חפץ שלא יחזיר לו וישלם. אז המפקיד collects clearly, because it's against the shtar and there's no meager, but he has to swear בכיתת חפץ, like an ישמע בנטל. Why? Shlach Yemir Meboi against the Tanav Ezalti. Like Avi Leiva, he has a Taina, he Tanis a Pir Prati, so he's not Nehma. Avi Ram says that you require, if it's Mavki Bishtar, you require Shuaz Kizas Chayfetz. Rabbi says when you require the mafkid should have to swear, the same conditions that the malva would have to swear. When does the malva have to swear if he has a shtar? Only if what? No? Malva has a shtar, every time it's barati, does the malva have to swear?
With a shtar, there's no shuvah.
And when does he have to swear the malva?
Well, if he says, if he asks for
one. Shtabit le praiticha. So I was just saying to you, Vira, Domar le Eloi, Vishtabit le shachzati lecha. Ara lecha tchile, Loi, Zil shli mabrin aleya. Chatiru tomta, pay if he asks for shtar, for shvua. Yeah, that the chura is, we would ask. Apparently, according to the Rambam, requiring Shuv Kiyas Shchev, he's got the Shomrim, the Hidus, the Shomer, involved. Even the Sikh Shomrim, but in both cases, in the case of Piroin, and in the case of Milvah, in the case of Pekodin, but says, but fairly soon there's a difference in Chiv Shavuot. I presume the difference is as follows, although I don't fully understand why this fellow should be so. In the case of Malva, the Levi had no weapons whatsoever. There's no way of extracting Shavuot from the Malva. It's a special takana we saw then, Shavuot Lepraticha, the society of takana. And so we inquired the Gemara thought, and yeah, and then we said there were 2 days. If he requires it, the 2 days in the reef, but you require Nikita Schaefer's. A second, maybe I'm just going back on the road too. So we have a mistake. There are 2 days in the reef whether Ishtar Lepraticha be Kizeshevis. Rampas is Kizeshevis there too, so the same is over here. I'm sorry. The Rabbi disagrees. I'm sorry. And it's not over here. Now if the Shema, come at the Shema, the Shema tends to exalti, and he has a meager, so Rambam says exalti is to swear. Mekitas Chayfetz. This is Nechischias Perek Beis. Yitushel Pekodin Vav. Kids have a pervol of dash, kids have a beidim. Boidim, she's a heavy for any of Kido at slow. Can't handle Adam. And she called to Roma Exalti, Kuzato Kakli Menu Tadri Matana. Because we know how he got it. He can't handle a kuach if you got it in some other means. If you got a katkil, that's one of the pursuits, because about the number of cases. If we know you got the object, you can't handle a kuach. Kuach. Yes, Shem can't tie the Zalti. Then towards the end, he says, Masse Bechashiv Kishu Shivitz Kavro Beidim, Balatavo, Mara Zalti, Mamar Mafkid, or Bechavka, his Mitatav, Remunakiv, it's Kabachavitka. אמר לו שלך, החזרתי לך, ואלו שאחרים אין. מחכמים אין מוציא מידו שמה, אלא שום שמי ששומר אין, וישווה שם כי יצחי ושיחזיר כמו שביער. So I'm says, if he swears, if he tannis החזרתי, זה שמה, in case where he's נאמן, in case he's Neman, so he has to have Shuvah B'Kidat's Chayfetz. But I would say, Lomah B'Kidat's Chayfetz, or B'Kidat's Chavur B'Edim, and it's a Chazur L'B'Edim. It was Mishtar, so of course he's not Neman, but Rambam talks about a question of Mechazur B'Edim. So B'Edim, if he tends to exalt his Neman, why should you require Shuvah Sashomrim? Nancy was Shuvah Sashomrim, why should you exalt him require Shuvah Sashomrim? Not because of the Migur, because this is not part of the Chiyuv Shavua. So here's the Machlokes amongst the Achronim, how to understand. Back in back in Geschiris, so the Mishnah explains that Ram says the Ladam to Shua Sesses, so tends he never regret the Pekodin. He says this is not change with Shiva, we should be Kofair, Rabbi Nansu. Rabbi Karatani, or Lo Naseti Shomer, Rezalti, according to Tano, Shavav Kiru Deben. כמו הנפקד אין שם חיוב שבועת התורה, אלא במודה מקצה. וכי מוכיחות המשנה פרק השועדיון בבירור. אבי זה סביב את הנפנט בוגעת השועה ששומרים, ואת אל מפקיד לא זה דעס לנו. סביב את מפקיד נוז, as well as the נפקד, so don't be the Shuvah Sashomrim, Shuvah Sashomrim is only a bomb which is thrown to the Mafkid, because he doesn't know. But if he knows as well as the Nifkat, as with the case of the Echzalti, why throw many bones? They're on equal footing. Nobody's given any concession on the handicap. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah, it's Mishnah Meile, the Shach says that if you have a case, which the Mavkid is Bori. That's the usual case. The Mavkid is the case of Bori. He said, you won't have a Shuvah D'Oraisa to Shuvah Sashomrim. It's reinforcement we've talked about before, about the bone that's been thrown to him. Kesmish learns differently. Kesmish says right here that the Mavkid is as follows. If the Shomer denies that he ever became a Shomer, so he's out of past Shuvah Sashomrim. So Moshe had a shoe assessor, it was like a regular kefir akol. If you miss him, it's a shomer. So the relationship, the identity of the shomer is not in question, that he admits to. But he has some taina, he says there was a tanai, or some other, whatever other taina that he has, some incidental taina. Then you patter him, but then you require shua, ken shua deraisa. So we have as follows. According to the Ramsi Yechzati requires Shua Deraisa and Shua Kein Deraisa, namely Kidas Chayfetz. Magmisha says, because both Tzadim know the same truth, and that depends on the nature of the tainis. The Kesmi says it depends whether the sort of cheskes shemel, this vade shemel, suffered what happened, then that's shuas shomrim. But if you don't know the shemel at all, then it's a kefirakl. And he rejects the defkida kesmi of the Magnish. It comes up again in Pekud Gimel Kesvav Olevi of the Rambam. Gimel. So we have as follows then, in the case of Exalti. Or if he has a migo of Nensu, so then according to the Rambam, if you have a migo of Nensu, according to the Rambam, it would still be Nemo, and it would require a shvur. Question, what kind of shvur you require? Well, there's one additional problem which comes up amongst Achreinim with regard to the shvur case of Erzalti. Simarish Tzadigvav, how begins the Chalim Afkid Amashir lo amaskir at chaviro ba'edim ushlo ba'edim din echad yesh lahem מכיוון שהודז בפי עצמו שהפקיד פי ידו שישילו פי ידו ישילו שסקירו עבד ישבל את השומרים שיעמיד על פותרו בשבועה לפותרו מממו בלשלם אז רמבו כזה יש שומרים להאמין מיגו לפתור בשבועה אלו שאין זה מיגר טוב, ולכן אמרינו לה. זה סביב סביב פה, אבל יש שבוע שבוע, אבל זה לא מיגר, אם מיגר לפתור בשבוע לאמרינן, או מיגר לפתור בשבוע בדגעת תו שמום לאמרינן, או בזה מיגר, שמום זה על פה, זה על גוד מיגר. בידי זה. Then the Chava goes on, אבל אם תן לא יפקד את ידי מאומה, זה כפרק ודגעת החסר, זה בכלל פסקנס, נאמר בשבועה בכיתת חיפת, לא רק זאת לך במיגו שיכול לומר מגנב, יא זה חזר מיגו לנצו, ובא בכית חיפת. So this is the part of Kitas Chayfet, that's respectively, according to the Magen Mishneh, this is the Ram Shita, the Magen Mishneh, or the Kesef Mishneh. But according to the ones who say that Kitas Chayfet, what is it? Start Shu assesses. So Shu is Shu the Reise. A the Reise came the Reise. The Kiddush Chayfetz, but is the Chiv the Reise Mit der Reise, die Schuhe habe ich gesagt. Ja, wer ist Schuhe, die 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 Schuhe, That's not a Shomrim Taina, that's universal, that's the general level of life, Tevinitim Taina. So all in Shua Sessus. If it has Nensu, that's the Shomrim Taina, and that requires a Shua Deraisa. But now we say, if he's never an exalti with Migad and Nensu, do we give him Shua Deraisa? We say, no, you could make, because the Drabbanon Shua Kein Deraisa, but not more. Here the says the Sibus basic question Machlekes the Smaz the Shachim of Chafalev the very Smaz the word you read the Shul Shvat the Torah Mamash Mishum de Enon Eman Omar Zater Amigo de Nensu Mishum de Shvat the Torah Mamash Kvon Nensu Ayin Shom Chedad Marshav Zad the Bach Mishion Zer Dat Ashach Yom Shvat the Torah Mamash Rav Kimine ואין שואל עד שואל עד עד דבריהם לעניין הכתיל הניקסטין יהיפוך לי החשוד עד שעה. It goes to discuss this. We have a question not of whether it's שואל ססס or a שואל חמורה. It's a שואל חמורה, the question is ממש את הרייסה or not. This can be learned in two ways. One is learned as a שואל problem. How fixed are we in determining for what there was a shuva, there was not a shuva? And certain models, and everything which conforms to that model, is chayav. Or do we say, no, the only, it's not models, it's exactly what was chayav. We had the last week discussed the machlokes of Alma and Ramban, but schiras. Schiras is shuva in the mix. Ramban raises two tainas. One taina is that schiras itself is equivalent to milva. It started as schiras, but the bottom line is you have to pay like milva. Secondly, the taina is even schiras is not like milva. Why in halakha should be different from milva? So it's different names, different category, we have a different label. But there's no reason that it's discriminate. So you have a similar question. So whether how formal we are going to be in this respect. Well, maybe over here too, let's acknowledge that the chiyuv of Shuas HaShomrim is the case in Ensu. Nishmurei Meis Hashem Tzir Meshneim. That's what the pastor talks about. But there's no reason not to extend this to anything which is a tributary, so to speak, of Nensu. Whatever is the migir of Nensu, also there's no reason to give it a different status for Nensu. As a Shuva problem, or say no, that's a Miga problem. The Rav always to learn that this is a Miga issue, and here he's thought there was the third dimension added. We can speak all the time about the Miga two rubrics, either Piru or Kerech Taine. The Lord wanted to learn that over here, the Machlokes of the Shach and the Sma, there was a third issue. The third issue, that is, if you assume like the Sma. It's not the Shach, so it's a Shvua Ke'en Deraisa, but Mid Rabbanon. So it's an unusual case, because usually the Shvua Ke'en Deraisa, Shvua Chabura, is a Shvua Benoit, the Shvua Ramishalmin, is usually less. I said, yeah, but Mela, the range of the Rabbanos, they could write another Rabbanos, no big deal. But the Sma says that the Sma Shvua Deraisa is all the Nafkuminas. So what does that mean? So the Rabbanos want to learn, according to the Sma, whatever time you taina, it's not that we give you Kerech taina, we say taina X. But you had to give it the power of Taina Y, because you could have Taina Taina Y. So we transferred the Nemanos from one to the other. It's because it's much more than that. whatever you're tining, we regard as if you're tining the other tining. As if the reserve is really what you're tining. So not that it's a different tiner, but we give it the same status. No, it's regardless if that was tiny, you would be tiny. If you would have tiny that tiny, you would venture with the ice of Amish. Likewise here. This is, of course, a far-reaching chidush. But that's what he assumed according to this. My own inclination would be not to follow the law on this. Because Migat is very far-reaching. Establish a status of something which is not tiny, as if he could, because he could have tied it. I prefer to see the chid as a something according to my area of shvur. And question is, how far do we go in regarding, as I said before, the various chid shvur as models to which they can be parallels or not? Alright, it's nice you can see the Simra Shadik Vav Sif Beis, Sif Cotton Beis. It talks about questions of what the Rav Kvinz of Daisim and Rabbanon. Some would say, okay, it's a Shavuot de Rabbanon, but you give it the same malachas as a Shavuot de Raisa, where you got the Hippuch, where you got the Chilonichse. That the Ksesh rejects totally. I think it's Lassa Chavan, you could understand that it could be such a thing that the Chiv is Chiv de Rabbanan, but the model is that Chiv de Raisa, and you've adopted that model, meet the Rabbanan in certain cases. But that excess rejects totally. All right, that finishes up for us the question of Chiv Shuas HaShomrim. The issue of how you resolve the steel of Rabbi Shmuel and as opposed to Shuas HaShomrim that we discussed last time, the Kodosh Shirgoyen, which the Rana of Rishenim accept. All right, this is more or less what we said in the Sugya. We'll move for this mission next time to the next sugya of Nigzal. The question of Nigzal raises issues which have to do not just with the Kodim Zeyle, but with the says the Neimonis of Lekuach. What does the person have time to Lekuach? The other person, he walk out with something, so he says, the Barabbas says it's Zeyle, and he tends the Kuach, when is he Ne'eman? I believe in one issue here, the question of the nature of the Shavuot, if it's words on Mashkin, is the Shavuot Yitzchefetz, not Yitzchefetz, because that also relates to the Sugya of Mashkin, which comes in the next Sugya over here, we'll get back to the belief in Bar Mitzvah. Look at the Gemara, until until the colon, the whole thing of Nisa. You might do said Allah of Dvarim Sim Lashal Haskir, the person I never attend Lakua. Look at the Rambam. For if you stay if you need to. Get overview would be good to start earlier. The Loch of Nigzal starts in Perchstevenitin, the Loch of Dalid. Next in line. You need to give him back Ches. I think you say back Ches, but look for the whole parak. And in Perek Tet, Shnevaloch Dalad, through Aloch Dalad Aloch Hei, with the Ravid. And New Zeal of Aveda, so we prepare it out, the Loch Yud Beis. And Yud Gimel. Now there's a general problem here is one person that never tell a Kuech Metaltalin has other occurrences as well. We won't go through every detail of them, but at least have the basic pattern of the sugya. Yeah, the first or fifth mission before the endorsement of Zashaskil was through the test over here, of course. Rabbi Tam Sefer Yoshua, forgets the name of Simon. Test of Basra, what was the first step of the Sugi? Sugi of Uman, the Mishnah. Basin with Aleph. No. The beginning of the Mishnah, first line of Umnin. Then you skip to Memhei. With Aleph, Umnin, Hazoki, Amar Rabbe. Right through the Gemara, at least. Until Memhei, with Aleph, it's half of the Kilavisuman. With the Taisin over there. There's another Taisis in Tosu Rashal Haskir. And then Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara is starting Beis Amid off at the bottom. At least the Taisis over there. The general formulation of all the klalim of that, the Nemarasim and the Rif here, I'm not sure we'll get there next time, but if you can. There's a whole list of principles here. That will be much easier. Yes, it is right here. 10 different shalom that he has. It's a long leaf, but it's not a very difficult one. So try to deal with that mission next time. Clone of Susasi. There is additionally a Gemara in. In Ksubis at Behemoth Bays, one third away from the top, and Taisa Babitsir of Ayinam and Aleph, the last Taisa is also there. The last Taisa Ayinam and Aleph. All of these issues in their modest will be at the top. Meanwhile, we should have a Frederick and Purim. I mentioned before, next week will be a community Sidon. 2 weeks I'll be in the States, 3 weeks we should have a Shir, and 4 weeks we should come in for Pesach, so then we'll be off. Tzivenu. Call me tomorrow. I'll double check. I'm pretty sure this. If you don't catch me at home, I should be home in the early part of the afternoon. But call me in the yeshiva in the morning.
I live in Yerushalayim and he lives in Tel Aviv. There's no way of sending each other.
I'm not sure if you have to send that for the Somers of Ahus. That's probably right there. That other brother that's mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably right. That Sunday is okay.
That Sunday is okay. Good. Sunday before Purim.
Yeah. Where is this? Where would this be in?
I hope here. So I have to check tomorrow.
Oh, here.
Where would you rather have it?
So you used to have it in the union.
Well, I only had it in the OU because it wasn't taken. It was taken here.
I see.
Is that a big problem?
Not a very big problem. I made a dentist appointment. My dentist is right near the
union. Oh, Josh Daniels.
No,
what time is
there?
So we'll pick you up there.
It's right in Kikat Sofat. I'll arrange.
We'll pick you up. Thank you. It may be that they're not available, and then we'll have to go to the OU.
So
there
we go.
Yeah.
As far as the time, the appointment's about maybe 6:30. He has to Secretary Hollow there to be there, so probably be about a half hour. So any 7:38, I think that'll be fine.
Okay, so which, I can make it 7:30 because then you'll get home earlier, but on the other hand, I don't know if you need to recover or something.
I hope not.